Welcome back to another PBR Minute. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier, alongside Justin McBride, Nashville Stampede head coach. Justin, what a weekend for the Nashville Stampede. After Sunday was over, you're now in first. I assume you feel like you're high on the hog right now.
Yeah. You know, I mean, anytime you win, anytime you're doing good, yeah, that definitely feels better than losing. But, you know, it's October, and we don't crown the champion until the first part of November. So, not trying to get too crazy about it right now, but definitely feel good and like what our team's doing.
Absolutely. You mentioned a handful of riders before the season that maybe some Nashville Stampede fans may not be familiar with, and I would say they've made a name for themselves this past weekend.
Yeah, man, a lot of the young guys have been doing great. Some of the new additions. I've been really proud of all of the guys that have been active so far and in the lineup. They've really been doing a great job, and we've still got, you know, we don't even have our whole team yet. We're still waiting for a few guys to come off IR, and it's an exciting time for the Nashville Stampede, I'll say that.
Yeah, looking at the MVP race right now for specific riders, at number three in the standings, Raquel May Silva, the one name that you kind of was reiterating throughout this past offseason.
Yeah, and I mean, I wouldn't look for it to just be an early season thing for this guy. He's the kind of guy that we can match up with the right kind of bulls, and he's a very good rider in the right situations. And as long as we keep putting him in those situations, I expect great things out of him.
Absolutely. Justin McBride on here in the PBR Minute. Justin, also as well, when we get to the last day on day three, I mean, talk about this. Four out of the five rides were green dots. They were great. Good rides.
Yeah.
I assume that made you feel real good to see your lineup do well.
Absolutely. You know what, Nick? It's one thing to come in there on a Saturday night and just the energy and you're fresh, you feel good, and perform well. But come in there on Saturday or on Sunday afternoons, those are when you find out how much you love it. You know, that's when guys are tired, they're sore, they're ready for the weekend to be over, they're ready to go back home. And so for them to show up and put in that kind of effort, put out that kind of work, to lock in and focus like that and to get tough, that made me really, really happy.
Absolutely. Obviously, you said we're not, you know, crowning a champion in the month of August.
Right.
Obviously, it's not October, but you guys are headed to Sunrise, Florida this upcoming weekend, August the 7th through the 9th. What can Nashville Stampede fans expect this upcoming weekend for, you know, particular rides and or just the event itself?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think just the same approach for us. The consistency is the key for us, just keeping the guys locked in and understanding that just because we had a great weekend last weekend doesn't mean it gets easier. It just means now you know what it takes to have those great weekends. And so just maintaining our focus and our consistency about what we do during the week, about how we take care of ourselves, about how we practice, about how we compete. And if you can maintain those things, it always feels to me like the winning just kind of takes care of itself.
Absolutely. Head coach of the Nashville Stampede, Justin McBride, is taking his time today to be with us. 8 seconds, that's all it takes. Stampede Days, August 14th through the 16th at Bridgestone Arena. The best riders in the world, the toughest bulls in the sport. No timeouts, no second chances. Make sure to get your PBR tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Stampede Days, 3 days, no limits. Justin, again, appreciate the time as always, and we'll see you down here in Butte City.
Can't wait, Nick. Thanks again, buddy.